The trick was to get you to love Babylon and think it's normal. The trick was to get you to love Babylon and think that that was normal. And actually make you think a lot of it was Christianity. That was the game. And then once you were married to it, it's hard to divorce it. Once you were married to the 501(c), which is DI-33, which is divide the unity. 501(c) is divide the unity of the body of Christ. 33 is Amos 3:3, oneness. How can two walk together except they be in agreement, you know? So the trick was to get you to believe Babylon was normal when it wasn't. And it was slowly boiling the frog. They were slowly bringing you into, they're still doing it, slowly bringing you into bondage and slavery. There was a bunch of Doctor Who episodes about this. You know, the shapeshifter, there's a lot of episodes where there were shapeshifters amongst the people. And they were slowly bringing the people into slavery. There was also an episode where there was these creatures that, as soon as you looked away from them, you forgot they were there. But they were there the whole time. If you watch the Doctor Who series, the last 12 seasons, you'll see everything that's happening. The Master, the Machine Men, all of it is based on Genesis 3. Hath God said? The game is Babylon wants you to believe a lie. And then when your whole construct falls apart, your whole worldview is destroyed, and then maybe God can rebuild it. But a lot of times people don't want their worldview to be destroyed because it's hard for them to admit they believe the lie. So they stay in the delusions because their pride won't let them admit that they believe the lie. You understand?